The North Atlantic Treaty Organization is considering a possible role in Iraq's future. NATO has been involved in Afghanistan, but until now it has not sent forces to the Persian Gulf. Morning Edition's Renee Montaigne spoke with the NATO Secretary General.
Yopta Hope Schiffer has never been enthusiastic about sending NATO troops to Iraq, but the Secretary General does support the decision taken last month by member countries to have NATO train Iraq's own security forces.
I got a letter from Prime Minister Lawi of Iraq asking for NATO's assistance with the training of the Iraqi security forces and institutions and other forms of technical assistance. So on that basis, the heads of state and government agreed to a declaration, part of the Istanbul decisions, to go and do this.
So you were responding to the head of the interim government of Iraq rather than American requests?
No, it's a request. We need a different mindset for Iraq, I think. The sovereignty has been transferred. There is an interim government which is fully legitimized by the United Nations Security Council. And when the Prime Minister writes me a letter, NATO has to respond. And to my joy, NATO responded favorably.
Mr. De Hoop Schiffer, practically since the day you took over as Secretary General of NATO, you have made it your mission to get enough troops into Afghanistan to give national elections there a real chance of success. Why was that so hard?
Let me first of all say that that's, the end result was good, and NATO kept up to its promises. NATO delivered in Istanbul. But having said that, you know, you're right, the alliance had, I should say, some trouble in getting the necessary forces and helicopters and aircraft together for that mission. The reason being that there is a disconnect between the way NATO is doing its force planning on the basis of a political commitment NATO makes at a certain stage, and the way we are bringing our forces and aircraft and what have you in the field. So part of the essential NATO military transformation, which is already going on for a number of years, is also to have a very close look at the translation of our political commitments in bringing the forces in the field.
Why did NATO members, and many of them European members, hold back in sending troops, even after there was an agreement in principle that the NATO force could be expanded and expanded out of Kabul?
Well, I think they did not hold back as such. I think let's first realize that Afghanistan is the first real NATO out-of-area operation. It's far away. It's from a point of logistics, very complicated indeed. So NATO has learned a lot of lessons in running the NATO operation in Afghanistan. So I think there was not so much lack of political will as do we in NATO have the forces which we can get at the places where we want them very quickly? Does NATO have the aircraft to transport those forces and those helicopters and what have you? The political will, after all, was there in Istanbul because NATO did exactly what it promised. I mean, the end result was good, was very good indeed.
And good enough in Afghanistan to ensure elections unhampered by so much violence that they could not be called free and fair?
The role of NATO in Afghanistan is a complementary one. First responsibility to secure free and fair elections is with the Afghan National Army. What NATO is doing, that is, providing the forces in Afghanistan to see how and where we can assist the Afghan National Army, assist the Afghan police in securing and ensuring free and fair elections. NATO has never had the ambition to flood that country with troops.
Are you at all concerned that NATO is overextended?
No, I'm not. NATO has always been an alliance which is living up and has lived up to its promises and its commitments. And in the modern security environment, be it Afghanistan or be it an operation in the Mediterranean or be it in Kosovo in the Balkans, NATO will live up to what it has promised. But to be able to do that, and NATO is able to do that, it must transform politically and it must transform militarily.
Yopta Hope Schiffer is the Secretary General of NATO. He spoke to us from Brussels.